Hawkeye Molding in Roland and Albia, Iowa, this month's Iowa Farm Bureau Renew Rural Iowa Award winner. Now, Hawkeye Molding operates out of a 52,000-square-foot building in Roland, Iowa, and a 38,000-square-foot building in Albia, and uses pressure injection to form plastic products and parts for customers across the country. Products ranging from colored light lenses to clear boxes to children's toys. The husband-wife team of Ryan Groon and Lana Leander purchased the company earlier this year. Now we're talking with company president Ryan Groon. I asked Ryan about the supplies for the manufacturing process in the age of COVID.
There have been some challenges with it. Lead times have definitely been stretched out. Some of the materials, we use a variety of different types of plastics, and some of the materials are made in the U.S., a lot of which are made down in Texas. But the kind of the ice storm that Texas had last winter kind of put them behind where they've been playing catch up this year. There's a lot of materials also that are imported from Japan and overseas that those materials have been delayed as well. So it's been a little bit challenging for us to keep all the materials we need to keep our customers supplied. But in general, our team here has done a good job of being proactive and doing a good job planning so we aren't left in a bad spot and be short of material when our customers need parts delivered.
Now, let's follow the manufacturing process because we had a chance to tour your factory here. You start out with what looks like a plastic pellet. And the ones we saw are white. I don't know, maybe they come in different colors, but the ones we saw were white. They're bigger than sand, but they're not as big as an aspirin. So you've got these pellets, and you put them in these machines that I'm guessing melt this down and blow that into some kind of a mold, and then you get your product. How many of these little teeny white pellets do you guys go through in a year?
Well, It's a lot of them. You know, just by weight, we probably will, between our two factories, we'll probably go through maybe 5 million, 6 million pounds of those pellets this year. They typically either come by bulk truck that we can pipe into silos that we have in both facilities, or sometimes they come in large boxes that sit on a pallet. And those boxes, when we get them in that way, usually are around 1,600 pounds a piece. So you think about how many boxes it takes to get several million pounds of plastic. We go through a lot every year. It's quite a bit of volume.
I asked about colors. I know you start out with these little white pellets, but some of the things you have are like red or green or orange. Do you have to add color into that as well?
Exactly. A lot of times we do bring in some materials that colorant is compounded into the pellet from the actual manufacturer of the pellet, but most of the time we're getting in kind of a natural colored pellet like you saw, Bob, kind of a white or off-white color, and then we're mixing in a color concentrate with that pellet. So it might be mixed in at like a 2% ratio, where for every 100 pounds of the natural pellets, we're mixing in 2 pounds of the colorant. So we do a lot of that mixing and material handling in-house here.
I asked Ryan about his employees and their work schedules.
We right now run three shifts. We start Sunday nights, and then we run around the clock up to Friday. The demand is increasing, so we've even talked about the possibility of eventually potentially adding a weekend shift as well, too. And that would be a matter if we could, you know, get it staffed. But definitely the demand is increasing anyway. So
now, you say if you could get it staffed, and you said you have 35, 36 employees. So if you could, look a year down the road, what would it look like here as far as employees?
I expect at our, between our two facilities, I would say a year or two down the line, if we've got 35 or 36 now, I would expect us to be at 55 to 65 in the next couple years. And we have room to grow at both facilities, and really providing some flexibility with our scheduling with potential new employees has kind of been key to our success of attracting folks. We've got everybody from single parents that were willing to be somewhat flexible on their start times if they've got to, you know, drop a kid off at school, to we've got a college student that's going to Iowa State University, and he works for us on days that he doesn't have a heavy class load. And then we even recently had a a high school senior who's over 18 years old, so he's old enough to work for us in this manufacturing environment. But he goes to school during the day, comes to us when he's off of school, and then works for us into the evening. So we have quite a variety here.
Back to Maggie Cannon, Iowa Farm Bureau District Manager in Central Iowa. Now, Maggie says that Hawkeye Molding is a good fit for rural Iowa.
Bringing notoriety and spotlighting a small town in Iowa that's doing really big things, which the community can be really proud of. They're creating a great product.
Ryan Grun says the company is looking forward to growing right here in rural Iowa.
We're really excited to be the new owners of the company. We see a lot of potential for growth. We really like rural Iowa, the communities of Roland and Albia. We see a lot of potential for growth. And so we're really excited to focus on the plastics business and see a lot of potential. The supply chain challenges that a lot of companies have been facing overseas has caused a lot of the big companies to rethink some of the offshoring they've done over the past years and think about moving that manufacturing back to the States. And so we think there's a great opportunity there to grow.
Ryan Grun, Hawkeye Molding, with manufacturing facilities in Roland and Albia, this month's Iowa Farm Bureau Renew Rural Iowa Award winners. Bob Quinn here on The Big Show.